Monday, the 25th of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we are in the most profound week of the whole year. We are starting the journey towards the Triduum. Do you know that word, Triduum? The Triduum. Maybe that's how some people say it. So it's that series of celebrations that are going to start on Thursday night. Thursday night, we will begin in the liturgy of the church to celebrate the Last Supper. And then on Good Friday, we will remember the Passion of Jesus. And then on Easter Saturday, at the Easter Vigil, we'll remember the resurrection. This is a very, very important time for us as Christians. It's the most important time of the year. These are the most important festivals of the whole year. It's really, really important that we prepare for them properly and we enter into them with a whole heart. So one of the ways that I like to prepare for this when I'm thinking about doing things with kids is I'd like to encourage you all to go and find the movie in the next day or two, Monday or Tuesday. Go and find the movie Prince of Egypt. And you're going to say, but Francis, you've just been talking about Jesus. Why do you want us to go and watch a movie about Moses? Well, it's for this reason, guys. When we're remembering everything that Jesus did, one of the things we have to remember was that Jesus was Jewish. I found some Christian children recently who didn't know that. So I'll just say it again so that you know it. Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and in fact, all of the early disciples, they all were Jews. They were Jewish people. And it's very important that we celebrate the feast of Easter starts on the night of Passover, which is a Jewish festival. Sometimes in Joburg, if you are in some shopping centers, you will see in about a month's time when Jewish people are celebrating this, there'll be signs up saying about Pesach. And it's from the word Passover or Pesach that we get our Christian English word Paschal, the Paschal sacrifice, the Passover. So it comes from Passover. It's got the same root. So why are we remembering this? Well, at the Passover of the Lord, at the Passover, Jewish people remember the exodus from slavery. They remember the slaying of the lamb and the blood of the lamb over the lintels of the house. And they remember the meal they ate in a hurry. And then they remember leaving Egypt, the place of slavery, and moving. And it takes them a long time to get there. It takes them 40 years, but they're moving all the time to the promised land. Now, what's this got to do with Jesus? Well, Jesus is the fulfillment. We Christians believe that Jesus fulfills everything that's promised in the Old Testament. Jesus leads us out of the slavery of sin and into the freedom of being saved. Jesus Jesus takes our sins on himself. It's our sins. You'll often hear that phrase in the church. Our sins have nailed him to the cross. He takes on himself everything that is broken and wounded in our world, and he transforms it through his passion and death and resurrection. Jesus is inviting us to live in a different way. And when we look at some of the readings of the Old Testament, we'll see Jesus, you'll hear these words in Mass as well, Jesus talking about when he offers the cup to his friends, he talks about this being a new covenant made in his blood and his love for us, a new and eternal covenant that we belong to God and that God belongs to us. And that's really what's going on here. So you might like, in the next day or two, to watch in the evening Prince of Egypt, which I think is an excellent movie about Moses and the Passover, and to watch it. And as you watch it, I want you to think about how some of these things may turn up again in our Easter liturgies. If you pay lots of attention, you'll hear that some of those readings even make it into the Easter Vigil readings. So, that's my challenge. Can you go in the next day or two and watch Prince of Egypt? Or if you can't do that, get mom or dad or granny or someone to tell you again the story of the exodus of the Jewish people out of Egypt. But for now, let's close our eyes and pray. Lord Jesus, we ask that you might lead each one of us this Easter into freedom. Freedom from greediness and selfishness. Freedom from meanness and unkindness. Freedom from rudeness and disobedience. Freedom from laziness. So that we might be children who live for you in fullness and truth. Amen.